This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A lot of people are listening to this program and having their breakfast at the same time. I have fruit and that sort of thing, although I didn't. I have some also. I picked up something yesterday I haven't seen for a long time. It's granola, seed, and fruit. How about that, ladies? Does that sound appetizing?
That sounds healthy. Right. Granola bar? Sounds,
yeah. But no, no. Although I like those Kind bars. Those I've been getting into more. Isn't that one of the guys that's on Shark Tank? The guy that invented or created Kind bars? I think it is.
I think you're right. I think he was one of the visiting sharks, right?
Yeah, right. I don't like the visiting sharks. I like the steady panel of the same people all the time. Mr. Wonderful.
Although I think the Kind guy actually may have been my favorite visitor.
Really?
Yeah, there's the other guy with who wears the cowboy shirt. I can't. Yeah. I just can't with him. Yeah, I don't know what it is about him. I just cannot.
The ones that are I think
Bethany Frankel, too.
Oh, do you? Mr. Wonderful and Mark Cuban are in every episode. The rest of them kind of shift around, although Herskovitz is there. And Damon John doesn't seem to be around as much as he used to be. For whatever the reason.
I haven't seen the new season yet. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a very entertaining. For what it is, it's very entertaining. They've done a great job. So Mark, what's his face, that does all of those reality shows, yeah, came up with a genius thing when he came up with that. And you notice that it's been copied by Fox or USA or one of the cable channels. They've tried to put on a poor man's version of the same thing. And It just went. I watched it for about 5 minutes. It's stupid. I forget what
was
it's called.
Was that The
Prophet? Yeah, no. I don't think
that's another one where a guy comes in and invests money. Yeah. Right. It's not as good. Because part of the thing that's so great about the show is seeing people pitching their ideas.
Yeah.
And you can see on the sharks' faces whether or not they know right away if it's going to work.
Yep. Right.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm out.
It's a fun show. Yep.
Victoria Keeman is fun. She's here on the DJV program along with Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer's off this week. I had Jay and I were just talking about what is on people's minds when it comes to giving. A lot of times after Christmas, it has been a tradition for people to continue their charitable giving. And so before we get to the end of the year, obviously for tax purposes, there are people that are more willing to give because they want to write it off. I guess whatever the reason, donations do surge. We talk about the COVID surge, but donations surge at this time of year. And when you look back at what happened earlier in December to Jay's neck of the woods, we started talking about an outfit that I'd never heard about, Jay. You were the one who researched it and brought it to our attention. And the more I looked at it, the more it is the kind of thing that I believe gives you and me more bang for our buck, because all the money goes to actually help the people. So you want to tell us a little bit more about that in case people listening want to give a final donation for the year, how to choose. Because there are lots of charities out there, and maybe it's an overwhelming thing for you to look at them. I always give to the SPCA, for example, every year. Salvation Army, that I do. It's always at Christmas time. You know, get the solicitation in the early part of December, and by Christmas time you give them the money.
So, and this is a great time to give, and especially if it's really important to you to keep your monetary gift in your own community, do the research. Just Google. There are so many nonprofits where 100% of your donation will stay within your community. You just have to look online. One that we've been talking about helps. It's called Pandemic of Love, and they help whoever is really needing help at the moment, and right now their focus is on mutual aid for the Kentucky tornado victims, and they accept Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, whatever is easiest for you to give your gift, they can accept it, and their website is pandemicoflove.com.
You know, sometimes I think that these nonprofits have a tough time getting attention. There are a lot of local, for example, in my community, I support the local conservation trust, which is called Sudbury Valley Trustees. Been a member for that a long time. And I use a lot of their land on my farm, to farm. And they, you know, they're a little bit off the reservation for me but I still maintain the support for their ideas and their purpose. I think they're a little too, you know, they go a little bit too far with some of the stuff, but it's okay. You know, those things, sometimes you give money and you make sure that it's going to a specific thing. Like, to go back to what Jay just said, a lot of people give money to the easy charities and, you know, you're not doing anything. You're wasting, you may be getting a tax deduction, but that's it. You're not really helping anybody. So keep that in mind, maybe, if you want, as you're thinking about your giving and your tax returns for the end of the year. People in the news now on the DJV program, the passing of Jean-Marc Vallée. Is that how you pronounce his name, the director?
Mm-hmm.
Jean-Marc Vallée, yeah?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He was somebody, I guess, you know, I never would have thought about this. I didn't know how he died. He died unexpectedly over the weekend, but there's a lot of stuff. He had a heart attack. Was that related to AIDS? Was that somebody brought that up?
I don't know. I only speculated that yesterday. I said sometimes, you know, when you, I don't know anything about him. He has two sons. I don't know if he was married to a man or a woman or if he was married at all. I don't know. I didn't know he had kids. But, yeah, I just said sometimes, you know, I don't even want to say this. This is why I said it off the air. I just was curious if someone at that age, if he had been gay, if, you know, if there was a complication of HIV. But
so,
it turns out it was a heart attack. So
yeah, the fact that he did that series, Big Little Lies, seems to have given him a Dallas Buyers Club more recognition, if you will. That's when, you know, that means something to me. I don't know a lot about these other movies or things that he did. But he apparently was very well liked by all the people that worked with him. I saw some nice things from Matthew McConaughey, some things from Reese Witherspoon and Shailene Woodley, you know, all of those people who thought very highly of him, Jared Leto. So, yeah, it's always sad when these things happen. Speaking of stars, I saw Cal Penn yesterday on Ryan and Kelly. What an interesting character. I had forgotten, and I don't remember which came first. He was an actor playing a PR person in Designated Survivor, but he's had a lot of acting gigs, but he also was a real PR guy for Obama.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that, right? Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So which came first?
He had a background. I think he had a poli-sci background then, and had done some stuff in maybe on local levels, and then he went into acting, and then he left acting and went to work for the Obama administration, and then it is kind of funny that his life and is really art is imitating
right.
life
yeah,
and vice
right,
versa.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's yes, because he definitely there was he has a well known character with Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle where he plays a stoner, and that was before he got into politics.
Yeah. So anyway, and he did something. You know, this is how the world has changed. Not that it would make any difference to me one way or another because it never has. We were, you know, talking about this guy, the director, who may have been gay. Cal Penn was talking about him being engaged to a fellow that he's going to get married to, apparently, this year.
He just recently came out. No one, he had, that was just, I think, when the book came out, right? No one,
well,
I don't know if anyone knew.
He's even said that he didn't know. He said that he didn't even realize he was gay until later in life.
Huh. But I thought to myself, as I'm sitting there watching it, I'm getting dressed, and I said, so, okay, who cares? It makes no difference whatsoever. So what? If, you know, if that's part of his life, people to judge, that's such a waste of time to be judgmental about stuff like that, or to be judgmental about people in general. Here's another person who folks will be talking about today. Remember the commanding officer of the SEAL Team 6 that took out Osama bin Laden? His name was Richard Marchinko. He was... he died on Christmas Day. He was 81. I didn't know he was that old. You know, you kind of think about these guys, the young guys, the SEALs that go out and run around and do the stuff that they do. But the guy who was the boss was somebody who was 35, 40 years older than they were. Anyway, he went back. He enlisted in the Navy in 1958, worked his way up to the rank of commander. He developed SEAL Team 6. He also created Red Cell, which is another counter-terrorist unit. How many people know about that? How many of us know really about all these little subsets of the military?
Well, I think everyone knows the Seals, right?
Yeah, I guess
they're
so
famous. But I don't know much beyond that. I'm not from a military family, so I don't really know.
Yeah. Yep. Nor do I. Okay. The list of the most popular leaders in the federal government. This is a, you know, at the end of the year, there are jillions of lists that come out. And one of them is a focus on who views whom with a positive light. Gallup poll released this week says that Chief Justice John Roberts has the highest approval rating of federal leaders. Jerome Powell, who runs the Fed, is number two. I didn't think most people even knew who Jerome Powell was, frankly. Number three is Fauci. I don't get that one at all. I think he's full of old shoes. Myself,
well,
most of
the, but a lot of people, I know he's become, it's become easy to make him a punching bag. There are plenty of people, you know, who still have respect for his, I mean, he's worked for how many presidents?
Long time.
The interesting thing about the top three, is there anything you noticed about the top three?
None of them
are elected officials. They're all appointed.
Oh. What? You wouldn't expect elected officials to... elected officials are at the bottom of the list.
Well, they're on the bottom of the list, but it is interesting that, you know, that Fauci was appointed by a Republican, John Roberts was as well, and I don't know who appointed Jerome Powell, but it's just interesting that, you know...
He was appointed by Trump. They're all Republican appointees.
I thought Jerome Powell's been around longer than that. Well, John Roberts was not appointed by Trump. He's been there for a long time.
No, he was appointed by Bush, I think, wasn't he? Yeah, by Bush, I'm pretty sure.
Bush, the son. George W., yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's just interesting that we don't elect anybody that we like, but, you know, some people hang in there long enough after being appointed, and people do like them, so.
Yeah, and it's interesting, as you said, how the Democrats and Republicans split all of this. The most unpopular person is Mitch McConnell. No surprise there. Let's see here. Chuck Schumer is also on that list, and he deserves it. So does Nancy Pelosi. So does Kevin McCarthy. All the people who are visible. Biden got a 43% approval rating. So where is that put? Vice President Kamala Harris
was higher.
The same.
Was higher up the chain than the approval chain. Well, she hasn't really done anything, so
she doesn't do anything because she's not capable of doing anything. That's my read.
Yeah, and then Antony Blinken and Merrick Garland each got 49%. So
right. 18 after the hour on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code GOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code GOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GOOD.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Maybe folks listening can weigh in on this. We're having a discussion off the air about Judge Judy and some of the other judges on TV, because there are, what, about a half a dozen of these judge shows now, including a new one that Steve Harvey is starring in as a judge. And if I'm not mistaken, were you asked this question too, Jay? Among our questions for today, it seems to me, and I'm certainly no expert on much of anything that's on TV, certainly not Judge Judy, other than I know that she makes a lot of, she's the most highly paid person on television. Other than that, I don't know much about her, and that she's been pretty raw with some of the ways she speaks to people. I was remembering seeing either in the opening credits or the end, that the people sign a waiver, and whatever happens, at least on that show, is legally binding.
Yes, they are. They are. Both the plaintiff and the defendant sign a contract beforehand that prevents them from renegotiating the ruling afterward.
Yeah, so.
So for Steve Harvey, though, I mean, he's not a real judge, that's going to just be something funny.
Silly. Yeah, silly stuff. Okay. Speaking of things that are on people's minds, we were talking about Amanda Seyfried. I never have pronounced her. Is it Seyfried? Is that how you pronounce it?
Seyfried.
Seyfried. Why don't people spell it? That's the trouble with English. Why don't you spell it? If it's Seyfried, spell it S-I-F-R-E-D instead of
You can send her
Amanda,
letter.
Change your name so that can spell it easily.
Say. Right. All right, so Seyfried. I'll remember that now. So, what is she, why is she in the trending box today?
Well, she took to Instagram to talk about the holidays and being separated from her family. She and her daughter, Nina, that she shares with her husband, Thomas Sadowski, who's also an actor. They also have a one-year-old son whose name is Thomas. Amanda and Nina were exposed to COVID 3 days before Christmas, so they had to go into isolation and quarantine and spend it away from her husband and her one-year-old son. And she was just talking about how hard it is, and she also discussed that, you know what, it's hard, and it's okay that it's hard. If you're feeling this and you're separated from family right now and you're upset about it, your feelings are valid.
Mm-hmm. Sadowski, he was one of the stars of The Newsroom, which I watched this past Saturday coming out here, wasn't he? He was one of the two younger editors. Seemed to me the one who was maybe you don't remember The Newsroom, so I probably shouldn't spend too much time on it. But I think
I know what you're talking about. I never watched it, but I know him from Life in Pieces, a sitcom from 2015 to 2019. That was
really?
If you've never seen it, find it. It's probably streaming somewhere, but that was a cute one.
He's not on the list of the 10 most popular stars of this past year, and I was just looking at this and saying to the ladies, I recognize one name on this list. That shows, I guess, how out of it I am, or how unimpressed I am with the rest of these people. Jodie Comer, who I first saw in Killing Eve with Sandra Oh, and she was in this movie Last Duel. It's out now. Is she British or is she American?
I think she's British, isn't she?
I think she is, too. Yeah. She's quite a good actress. But all these other people on here, you all know all these other names on here?
Well, Lily James, yeah. If you want to run through the list, Lily James is playing Pamela Anderson on the new Hulu Pam and Tommy thing, so that she got a lot of paparazzi pictures in costume this year. Alexandra Daddario was kind of a breakout star of The White Lotus.
Oh, The White Lotus. That was amazing.
She was great in that. Reggae John Page from Bridgerton. Elizabeth Olsen from WandaVision. Huh. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I mean, some of them I've never heard of, but
28 past the hour.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The National Football League has confirmed player, coach, and Hall of Famer John Madden died Tuesday morning at the age of 80.
Anyway, here's how you slice it. See, a lot of people don't know. You have to slice it down the middle. See, and then you slice it across this way. Because what it is, it's a deboned chicken stuffed in a deboned duck stuffed in a deboned turkey. with dressing between the chicken and the duck and the duck and the turkey.
John Madden from an Eagles 49ers Monday Night Football game back in 2002. We have another sad death report. Former Nevada Senator and Senate Majority Leader Democrat Harry Reid also died on Tuesday at the age of 82. He had a four-year battle with pancreatic cancer. Returning unwanted gifts this holiday season is becoming so expensive for retailers that they might just let customers keep the products and issue refunds anyway. Check with your provider. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Candidate Biden 1 year ago.
I'll put in place a plan to deal with this pandemic responsibly. I've already done it. I'm not going to shut down the economy. I'm not going to shut down the country, but I'm going to shut down the virus.
President Trump in April of 2020.
Governors will be empowered to tailor an approach that meets the diverse circumstances of their own states. Every state is very different.
President Biden this week.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
As President Biden pulls back from his campaign promise, some in Washington are saying Biden should look to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as the business model of how to proceed against the pandemic. Kentucky Republican Representative James Comer on Newsmax last night.
I think Ron DeSantis should be the business model for how Joe Biden should proceed. Joe Biden should have a New Year's resolution, and that's to try to change everything he's done with respect to COVID to make it more look more like what Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis have done with respect to COVID. He should fire Dr. Fauci, and he should try to get someone in there to work with his administration to have a consistent message moving forward. And the message should be that the states should have their own unique plan. The federal government will assist the states, but we have to learn to live with this. We cannot continue to have forced shutdowns.
National Football League legend John Madden died Tuesday morning at the age of 85. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour now, a service to the community, the DJV program, a service to the country, a service to the world. Yes, every time I think of that, I get goosebumps thinking, wow, somebody down in Eurasia is listening to this program. And then when you figure out when Eurasia is, you kind of think, oh, this is kind of cool. The other programs, we keep people ahead of what's going on in the world of medicine and health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of the contributors to Good Day Health, I'm sorry, to DJV Health, used to be called Good Day Health. The most recent podcast, kind of a cool one, Dr. Jack expresses his doubt about the reliability of home COVID tests. He's a naysayer. Comes with all his COVID stuff. He's on the other side of Dr. Ken, who's the other doctor here. We talk on this podcast, the most recent one, about autoimmune systems, that sort of thing. So all of our DGV Health Show podcasts are available without cost at DGVHealthShow.com or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. You know, when I say Apple, I don't like promoting Apple, but I do acknowledge that more people listen to the podcast on Apple than any other source, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I don't like them. It's okay. Thank you for your help, Apple. All right, let's get back into... why are you chuckling?
I just like that disdain. Apple.
Apple. Right. I'm eating an apple right
now. Apple has, really, though, if you want to go down the list of, you know, the axis of tech evil, Apple's
right.
not that high
not
up
bad.
On that list.
Yeah, I'm
if anything, they get criticized, they were criticized throughout a lot of, like, you know, FBI investigations because they wouldn't just hand over anyone's information on their phone. So as an avid Apple user, I definitely feel like my stuff, my data is much more protected. Yeah.
Secure.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
From that bloke, Zuckerberg, and his band of merry thieves. We're much more protected there. Speaking of disruptions, kind of that's a disruption, but that goes on year in and year out. The holiday travel disruptions continuing, another 1,000 flights. Altogether, like 4,500 flights have been canceled in the last 4 or 5 days. You can imagine. Delta has the worst record. United, second. They've canceled 6-7% of their flights since Friday. There are new COVID cases, and that's the reason. And that's one of the reasons we were talking earlier about how the quarantine time is being cut in half.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, you don't need to be quarantined, certainly with this variant. And then, it's what it's doing to disrupt. It's just, I'm going to get off on, well, no, I'm not. I'm going to get on my soapbox for a minute. Because I have been criticized for being so ravenous in my attacks on the Chinese government. But I think people have become lazy. Certainly thinkers in America, maybe it's because of the holidays, but this is going to be going on for 2 years. And people don't seem to still seem to be, well, I'm not really sure. Come on, folks, put your thinking caps on and put two and two together and you'll come up with four when it comes to where the variant, where the whole virus came out of that lab. And, what is it, too embarrassing to admit that the United States government funded some of that, and so did private institutions in America funded the research that was over there. And then the Chinese government orchestrated putting the spikes onto the virus so that when it came out, it would attack the way it does and affect the lives, disrupt the whole world. That was the plan. And, they say, well, it upset our country. What do you care? They've lost over 1 million people in China. They don't care. They've got a population of 1.3 billion. So they would like to get rid of a few more mouths that they don't have to feed. And even though that sounds cynical and sarcastic in my mind, and nobody has been able to change, you don't have any proof of that. Well, you don't have any proof that they didn't.
Right.
I do have. Yeah. So, and there have been a lot of people looking at it, and they dance around it because they don't want to upset history or whatever the hell it is, but... No.
I don't get the point of that. People who are trying to... When has China ever... The Chinese government, like, when have they ever been a friend to us?
Yeah.
They're not.
It's all about them.
They're as friendly to us as a drug dealer is to a person who's an addict. They are our drug dealers.
Like
and
sugar.
And they're not our friends.
Yeah.
And we keep buying all the cheap crap that's made there, and they capitalized on American greed 50 years ago. They were right. Mm-hmm. They hedged their bets, and they were right. So I don't know. I don't understand. I have Asian American friends. I have Chinese American friends, and they've been through horrible racist attacks during this whole thing, which is why it's very important to distinguish between saying, the Chinese people and the Chinese government.
Remember that woman who ran the agency, the ad agency that canceled business with us, who was a Chinese, she had a Chinese name, and I'm guessing she was from Chinese origins, said that I was a racist. The two most racist, America has a real problem with racism, no question about it. But if you look around and you were able to objectively find some college professor who specializes in Asian studies, they will tell you without equivocation the two most racist countries on the planet are Japan and China. That's just the way it is. They don't like outsiders. They like the money, but they don't want anything other than their own people to be prominent. And that's just the way it is. I mean, China, everybody knows that that's the case in Japan. Anybody does any business there. But China's the same way. So, anyway, I thought it was interesting to note that Israel this week has begun to study the efficacy of a fourth booster. That is looking at whether they're going to have, they're going to produce, or they're going to have a requirement for people in the next 4 to 6 months to get another shot. I think that's what the guy from, we remember we were talking with a guy from Brown, who's in charge of their Department of Medicine. Mm-hmm. He said the same thing on one of the Sunday shows. You're going to be looking at boosters. It's like a flu shot. Every year, they're going to be smart.
But it's not like a flu shot because you get so much sicker, or at least I did. I've never been so sick with a flu shot as I was with COVID. Like, I'm going to be honest, I don't want any more boosters. I was more sick off my booster than off the second vaccine.
Well, it has to do with your own chemistry. I remember my father got one flu shot in his life, and he got so sick, he got the flu so badly, never had another one. That's why I've never had a flu shot until this year. Never had a flu shot. But I think you're right. That, everybody's chemistry is different.
Yeah, and the reason that Israel is doing this now, they're allowing a fourth shot after 3 months of a booster, and that's there's a report that came out over the weekend from Business Insider, has a Science Insider branch.
Yes.
And
yep.
So, I know you read that pretty much every morning. So I don't know if you saw the booster shots in this new study are only good for 10 weeks against Omicron.
Yep.
We're at 10. I mean, I'm at 10. I'll hit 10 weeks on January 1st.
Me too.
You probably hit it already because you
I think I have, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. So mask up and be careful.
I was going to ask the doctor.
But this is exactly why Israel is doing it now, because this study coincides with what Israel has been studying. Now, Dr. Fauci had said that forever, you know, for since the beginning of all this, Israel is about a month to a month and a half ahead of us in terms of, you know, in terms of the caseload that they initially had, and then dealing with it and inoculations and things like that. So I think it's wise to always keep an eye on what Israel's doing, because so far their information and data has been pretty spot on.
Reminds me of something Ben Franklin said, and this is very applicable to this discussion. Today is yesterday's pupil. So what we learned yesterday is what has taught us to do what we're doing today, and the Israelis are a great lesson in that, because they are almost always ahead, especially on things like this. They have the fourth or fifth biggest economy, even though it's a small little country, and it's mostly tech based and science based and medicine based. That's what they specialize in. I want to tip the hat to a young 11-year-old boy. His name is Davion Johnson. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. If you haven't heard the story, this youngster saved a choking classmate and then sprung into action a second time that same day when he escorted an older woman from a burning home. How do you like that?
For an 11-year-old kid to be
that.
Yeah.
Huh? 11 years old.
Amazing.
Yep. Police department there has presented him with an honorary certificate. Sheriff's department deemed him an honorary deputy. School board presented him with a heroism award. They've declared Davion, Davion, right? D-A-V-Y-O-N.
Davion. That's how I would say Davion,
Johnson Day in Muskegee, Oklahoma. That's where he's from. That's where all this stuff took place, near Tulsa. He told his mother he learned the Heimlich maneuver on YouTube.
Hey,
but
technology
this goes
can
to show,
be good, right?
Yeah, this goes to show how important it is for everyone to learn the Heimlich maneuver and how easy it is.
Didn't we have an example of this last week? A couple of kids did this.
Yeah, there was another teenager who was working at McDonald's, noticed that somebody in the drive-thru was choking, at McDonald's, jumped through the drive-thru window to save the person. There was another student who helped a friend during lunch at school. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of these stories lately.
So do you both know how to do the Heimlich? I think
I
may have asked you that before.
I've never had to do it on anyone, but
No.
Yeah,
but you can do it on yourself. Apparently, I didn't know this, but I was reading through all this stuff. Apparently, you can do it yourself, on yourself, if you train. You
My
know,
friend just had to
way.
Do this
with a chair
this past
with a
summer.
Chair, yeah.
She was choking on a piece of pizza crust, and she kind of just got up and excused herself, and then after a couple minutes, everyone's like, where'd she go? And her husband went to check on her inside the house, and she was turning blue and knew the Heimlich maneuver and literally gave it to herself over the sink. She just had the corner of the pedestal sink go right into them, and she was able to free it up. But, yeah, it's an important thing to know for sure.
To sort of cap this kid's story, his father died from COVID last summer.
Oh.
And he told his mother that his father's spirit was with him when he was helping those people. No, stranger things have happened.
Yeah,
stranger things have happened. 46 past the hour on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
Well, before the hour on the DJV program with Doug and Jay in Victoria, the holiday disruptions are continuing thanks to Mother Nature and the winter storms. I think I told you earlier that my daughter and her husband and my grandson went up to Lake Tahoe for a day and a half for Christmas. Well, they're still there. And they can't, well, maybe they can get out today because the snow seems to have stopped there, but when you look at that kind of, a lot of the, not so much on the East Coast where you are, Victoria, but, and where I live in Massachusetts, but here on the West Coast, it's raining and cold and miserable here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's been bad for
Awful.
A while.
Oh, yeah. Horrible. Like if I wanted this, I could have stayed home for this kind of weather. And up in the northern climes, lots and lots of snow. So I was thinking, okay, yesterday as I was driving around listening to a couple of radio stations here in Los Angeles, I usually support the Christmas music stations that have the upbeat playlist, you know, the fun Christmas songs that are sort of non-secular.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to the Christmas music station has stayed with Christmas music here, and I thought it sounded awful. It just doesn't, you know, there's some of the stuff, we wish you a Merry Christmas, that it just seems like, hello, it's passé. You could probably find some good Christmassy or seasonal things like Winter Wonderland and play them. But it just doesn't sound right anymore. I don't know. It just doesn't. A lot of radio stations are flipping formats through this time of year. Anyway, a little inside radio here at 10 before the hour.
Ten. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
53 after the hour now, Monday, the 27th of December, and so we've been through our Christmas. We have now home improvement things to, we really have things to improve at home after all of the circuitry blew out because you had too many things, too many lights and too many hair dryers or whatever else you put on that circuit. Tom Kreidler, who's the co-host of the home improvement program, The Money Pit, is here, also the author of a lot of articles in The Money Pit newsletter, which you can get online at Money Pit. /newsletter and their podcast. We all like to focus on our listeners, and so each week when Tom is here, we have questions from listeners. Here's George in Colorado, for example, who says it's been close to zero where he is. A lot of snow. Ugh. The weather all across that area, Tommy. My daughter is stuck in Lake Tahoe because of the snow, heavy snow. And so they've got a lot of snow there. On his deck, he's wondering what he uses to clear it. Good question.
Yeah, listen, he's concerned about the weight, I think, on his roof. And I think when the snow gets to be, you know, a foot, it's really time to pick up a snow rake, it's called a roof rake, which is kind of like a lightweight rake that you sort of drop on top of the roof. And then
say that 100 times fast, please.
Yes, it's a lightweight roof rake. It's like a thin aluminum pole, and it pulls the snow off. And here's the thing, Doug. You know, when that snow gets wet, when it does eventually warm up, that's when it's really dangerous in terms of the additional weight, because the snow and the water and the melted snow holding that water does tend to really pile up, especially if you've got any kind of ice dam at the end and it can't escape. Yeah. And that's going to put a lot of weight on the roof, and that could lead to a collapse.
Well,
you're always better off. And you can buy those things in any hardware store, right? You go to the Ace Hardware Store or whatever.
Yeah, especially in an area where you have heavy snow.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so you have, I pointed out, the Money Pit podcast, and I was noticing, because I always get the promotional announcement, which you can get if you're a listener to the podcast. The latest one has to do with green improvements that you can put on your house or do to your house that will pay off, like saving money. You're always talking about insulation and stuff. What are some of the other things you're highlighting?
Yeah, so we're talking about ROI on, for example, heating systems, because right now there are a number of different tax credits that are available or rebates that are available if you upgrade your heating system. So not only do you get a more efficient system, you can get some money back. We recently replaced our heating system, and we're very, very pleased with the improved energy efficiency that we got. We talked about roofs, the ROI on roofs, and choosing a shingle that's more efficient, and a bunch of other stuff. Plus, we talk about how to make your fireplace deliver more heat by being more careful about the type of firewood you burn, and the best filters for a dust-free indoor air experience. We're spending so much time inside now. There's a wide range of filters out there, and unless you get a decent one, it doesn't do a good job of trapping the dust that makes people miserable, especially those that are very dust sensitive, have respiratory issues.
You know, I wonder about this sometimes, the way that we heat our homes and how that affects the atmosphere. We all are talking about climate change and the good, the bad, the ugly of that. A lot of the things that you highlight, I've seen in the Money Pit podcast, well, on the newsletter as well.
Yeah,
things
that's right.
Where you save energy, but also the green factor. I was reading something over the weekend about how this all works. I think people sometimes are confused about carbon dioxide versus carbon monoxide and what happens. Did you know, for example, that a 10-year-old tree absorbs about 48 pounds of carbon every year? And so you put up an acre of new forest, that's 2.5 tons of carbon a year. When you think about how many millions of tons of carbon are put into the atmosphere every year, and then how the system, the photosynthetic system, I sound like Professor Stefan now, I know, but it really, the transfer of carbon to oxygen and how it works is something that people, when you're decorating yards, I would imagine people would ask you on the Money Pit show, you know, how do I best decorate my yard to have it become, you know, what do I grow in my yard so it has the most positive impact on the environment?
Trees. Yeah. I'll tell you something else, Doug, and that is that if you make improvements that are green in nature and you go sell your house, we always suggest that you create sort of a green inventory, sort of a one sheet that lists all of those energy-saving, carbon-saving home improvements and present that with the other information about your house, because you can bet your neighbor didn't do that.
Yeah.
So many folks are interested in that these days that really can push a buyer over the edge.
Yep, great part. That's a great point. TheMoneyPit.com/newsletter, that's something to sign up for. And the same thing, MoneyPit.com/podcast. Check out The Money Pit and Tommy the K. It's 59 past the hour now on the DJV program.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.